How is your great residence going to deal with this stuff? Help them out. Keep your eyes peeled for full-time, part-time job opportunities that might fit what they're doing. Stay current on all available assistance for your great residents.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week. Hi, I'm Mike Butler, and today's episode, our topic is how to get ready for the super inflation that everybody's been talking about all over the news, all the news channels, everywhere. We've just seen it. So what can you do right now to help yourself and your business and your family everywhere across the board? What can you do now to prepare for this? Okay, so super inflation. If you've been watching the news, and we can't help this, you see it everywhere. It's the highest that it's ever been in 30 years. That's the information that I'm getting. Now, I want to point out something here about home prices. Now, home prices are super high until the interest rates rise. So what that means is single family homes, for the most part, when they're financed with low fixed rate mortgages, they tend to perform well during periods of inflation. So that's a little bit of good news, okay? But now let's look at some other things here. And it's all across the board, and this is what's terrifying. Gas prices, gasoline, diesel, whatever, it's up 33% and more. They don't see any end in sight, and the gas price is going up. In fact, just yesterday morning, I saw where Schumacher, that's his name, Schumacher, whatever, in the Senate, has introduced something to try to tap into the reserves, the strategic reserves that the U.S. is holding for periods when we do have a shortage of fuel, okay, gasoline and more. I'm not going to try to bring politics in this too much, but it's going to be hard to avoid it. But it's just pretty sad that a year ago we were energy independent, and now we're just the opposite. Look at groceries, okay? Groceries is just, to lump them all together, up 8%. And if you go into any local grocery store, Kroger, what have you, there's many, many empty shelves. Now, we might blame part of that on what's going on with these 80-something freight container ships off out in the ocean outside of Los Angeles, San Diego, wherever they say 40% of America's supplies come in through those ports. Well, I saw a story on 60 Minutes Sunday evening where it's just outrageous how I guess the big shippers are making billions and billions of dollars on that, highest profit years they've ever had. But anyway, so groceries along with other things, whether it be retail supplies, how many times have you heard, well, we are waiting on parts. We can't get this in. We can't get that in. Okay. Well, all that stuff's going up. Now, here's another one that's going to affect us and your residents drastically. Natural gas. In the last 12 months, the price of natural gas has doubled. Okay. Now, if you live down in Florida or Texas, California, you don't worry about that stuff. That's okay. You're just lucky. But a majority of the United States, especially up north, man, natural gas and heating oil and things like that, all of those things we have to heat our homes during the cold spell, during the cold season, okay? So they're predicting on the national level that your heating costs for this upcoming winter season, 54% increase. Do the math on that in your town if you've got to heat your home during the winter, okay? Now, all these things I just mentioned just now, okay, this affects single family homes, multifamily, apartment communities, apartment buildings, duplexes, fourplexes, that affects commercial. It affects all of real estate, doesn't it? And you name it, it's going up. I don't know of anything, okay, off the top of my head, with all the information that I've been gathering for the last, let's say, especially the last week and a half or so, of anything that's going down in price. I might be wrong, but for the most part, everything's going up, 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 and up, and there's no end in sight. So how you can help. Okay. Here's how you can help. And I'm thinking, yeah, yourself, your own personal residence. How about this? How you can help your residents, your great residents, your great tenants. Okay. There's some things that we can do right now if you can get a hold of these things in the right amount of time. So let's think about this. Remember all the hubbub about heating costs going up through the roof? Well, same thing happens in reverse in the summertime. So I want you to take a look at your rental portfolio. And if yours is anything like mine, I've got homes that were built, let's say, probably close to 100 years ago. And when they built those homes then, they didn't worry about insulation. Everybody heated with coal. Okay. So you basically had two befores and drywall on the inside and wood siding on the outside. There was no insulation in the walls nor in the ceiling. So what happens? I know that you've heard this already. How many times have you received a rental application and where it says, why are you moving? And they say, my utility bills are through the roof. I've had some folks come in and fill out a rental application, and their daggone utility bill every month in the wintertime now is more than their rent. And the opposite happens in the summertime for them. So think about this. If you've got some good quality rentals, are they really insulated well? Okay. So think about the walls. Think about the roof. Well, when I say the roof, I mean the ceiling, up above the ceiling. Is there insulation there? Because if not, all that stuff's just going right out into the sky, and it's going to cause them to have high utility bills. And guess what happens when they get those super high utility bills? They're going to move on you. What about windows and doors? Do you have leaky drafting stuff where air can go through it? You can see light around the front door, the windows, or anything like that. Make sure you get those things sealed up. That's going to help you in both, in all seasons for that matter. Air filters in the wintertime, if you've got a forced air furnace and not heating with oil, I'm not an expert. We don't heat anything in my town with oil. Okay. But think about air filters. So if you've got a furnace, a forced air furnace, well, it blows warm air throughout your home. Well, if you've got dirty air filter there, that's going to clog up. It's not going to work efficiently, and it's going to burn up more natural gas or whatever you're using, electric or whatever it is to heat that. And so you've got to school your residents to change that furnace filter monthly, okay? And that's going to help keep their high utility bills down. Now, the other thing is, if you've got central air attached to that same furnace, well, there's a coil in there, okay? And air has to blow through that. So if that thing's all clogged up, well, you're not going to get the air moving in there, and the air not moving is going to cause higher utility bills too. I'm not an HVAC expert, but I have been listening and learning from our Platinum member, Tom Olmsted, over in Mattoon, Illinois. He teaches HVA certification for the state of Illinois. All right. How about a newsletter to your residents? Now, don't freak out and think it's real cumbersome, but doesn't that sound kind of cool? Let's do an extreme weather newsletter on energy saving tips. And you can put that on your website, on the residence page, on your free investor carrot website that you get with your memberships. And also, when you bill your tenants every month for rent, attach a copy of that in there. And I'm not saying if you're in a snail mail mode using a first class stamp, that's fine. But a lot of times now we can email that stuff to them. So a newsletter on energy saving tips. So the best place to get some really good energy saving tips is go to insurance companies online and steal and paste their energy saving tips. They've got a bunch of them in there, and you'll be surprised. The other one is, I'm just going to rattle off some tips that we share with our great residents to help them keep their utility bills down. Keep your floor and wall registers clear and not blocked. Okay, so if they've got a big chest of drawers or a dresser or something sitting in front of a wall register in their bedroom, and then maybe they got a clothes basket or something set over there in the other one, that room's going to be cold, super cold, because you're not getting any heat in there. Okay. Same with the returns. Now, so keep the floor and wall registers clear and not blocked. And we're coming up on the season. So your Christmas decorations, so many times, well, people like to put up Christmas decorations, but what I see a lot happening, talk to any fireman, they'll put up their Christmas tree, put up their Christmas decorations, and they'll get a 25-foot extension cord when all they need is a 6-foot, and they'll coil the thing up. Well, if you coil that up, it gets hot and it can start a fire. So don't coil up long extension cords, okay? Let them know that. I didn't know that until after I'd moved out of the house for a while and seen a couple of houses burn up when I was on the police department. Okay, extreme cold weather, all right? Not all homes are 100% energy efficient, okay? And here's some simple, doesn't cost you a penny tip that you can pass on to your great residents. Just take a bath towel, roll it up, and place it at the bottom of the front and the back door in their home. And that will help a lot with drafting and just help to hold the heat in, I guess. How you can prevent frozen pipes. Now, there's all kinds of stories on that. One says, well, leave the water running a little bit, okay? Well, that'll work. But the other thing is you can go to Home Depot or Lowe's, and they make a tape that's called frozen pipe tape. And it even has a thermostat on it, so it doesn't even come on until it gets below a certain temperature, so you're not running up their electric bill. But those things are lifesavers when it comes to frozen pipes. So check that out. Now, the other one, when we talk about single-family homes, my tenants that live in a single-family home, they're responsible for all of the utilities. They're responsible for the water, the gas, the electric, trash, everything, lawn service, okay? So if it's a single-family home, okay, and you want to help them out, put water savers on everything. Now, what's a water saver? Well, a plumber's going to know, but you want to have a water saver in the shower head, in the tub faucet, in the bathroom faucet, the kitchen faucet, outside faucets. And I just said single family homes. Yeah, that's true. But think about this. If you've got multifamily apartments and you're paying the water bill, you better make sure that you have water savers on all that stuff, because that'll drastically reduce your water bill for each of the buildings and each of the homes. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think now that most faucets, they come with the water saver already installed. So check with your plumber, ask some questions about, maybe talk to them at Home Depot or Lowe's and see what you can find out there. But make sure you have water savers on, especially multifamily apartment communities and on commercial property. If you have like a strip center and you're paying the water bill and not using the RUB system. Now is the time, okay? With all these ships sitting out in the ocean waiting to come into port, I want you to do this right now, a couple of these things. Go ahead and stock up now on Milk House electric heaters. Now, what the heck is a Milk House electric heater? That's the cheapest, effective, and safe electric heater that you can get. So if you go to, I'll tell you where I get mine from. I get mine from Walmart. And I think we get them for either $17 or $19. In fact, I got one sitting behind me on the floor right here. It's not turned on, but I'll use it in wintertime sometimes. So depending on how many rental properties you have, I want you to think of it this way. So let's say if you live in an area where the winters get extreme cold weather, well, you might have a tenant call you up and call it Friday night, 11 o'clock or something like that, saying, hey, the furnace ain't working. Well, you're not going to call your furnace guy out at midnight, okay? You're not going to have your in-house person do that. But guess what happens when the temperature drops below freezing and it gets down to the teens or close to the zeros? Everybody's furnace stops working, it seems like, doesn't it? Because they don't fire it up and check it out in advance prior to the cold weather arriving. Oh, wow, I've gone on here a little bit. So let me get through this. So stock up on the Milk House electric heaters and think of it this way, depending on the number of properties you have. But if you have a little old lady that's a tenant and she calls on a Saturday and says her furnace ain't working, well, and your furnace guy's stacked up, well, take her two of those electric heaters over there and she can put one in the living room and one in another room. And that might get her through if she's in a 2-bedroom home, okay? And maybe if she's got a 3-bedroom home, you might leave them 3 heaters, but don't forget to go back and pick those up. So those electric Milk House electric heaters, they cost about $17 to $19. I get them from Walmart and they'll deliver them to your home or your office, okay? The other one is, if you've got multifamily apartment communities and commercial strip centers and things like that, you're going to have to stock up on some ice melt. Do it now. Don't wait till the weather turns and we get an ice storm and you get a snowstorm, because you go to the hardware store, Home Depot, guess what? They're all out. Right now, they'll be lucky to get it in. So go stock up on that right now. Okay. And keep your eyes peeled for full-time, part-time job opportunities. Now, why am I saying that? Because think of your great residents. Okay. Your great residents, they're going to hit the wall. In addition to me and you hitting the wall with all of this stuff going up, how is your great residents going to deal with this stuff? So help them out. Keep your eyes peeled for full-time, part-time job opportunities that might fit what they're doing, okay? Stay current on all available assistance for your great residents. Now, when you help out your residents, you're actually helping yourself, aren't you? Okay? So as a last resort, only as a last resort, and this is only for your long-term great residents that have a good track record with you. If they hit the wall during this stuff, this upcoming season, inflation and everything like that, why not consider giving them a short-term rent discount that you can kick off till when they get back up on their feet again, or we come out of this storm or whatever's there? Wouldn't you much rather have them pay you a little bit less? Yeah, it's going to make you madder than a mashed duck. But wouldn't you rather have them paying you a little less rent, staying there, being happy, you're helping them, and you won't have a vacancy during the extreme cold weather months when it's hard to find a great resident? So just an idea here. Now, when it comes to residents, we've got two types. We've got great residents, okay, that are awesome, spectacular. You want, give me as many of these as we can. And then what's happened over the last year with the CDC eviction moratorium, we've got some that turned into freeloading dirtbags. And I know you probably did too. So there's a gazillion federal dollars piled up, stacked up in the pipeline, ready to give out as rent assistance, utility assistance to folks that need help. But guess what? The local agencies cannot give it out fast enough because of their own in-house bureaucracy, if I'm saying that right, and paper and forms and all this, the process, it's still there. That money is still stacked up. We've had some folks who have gone through the financial assistance help program, getting free money for rent and for utilities and other, they're on their third disbursement. So don't think that's a one-hit wonder and they can get it one time and go, okay? But I want to reach out and help our great residents. So I want you to stay up to date on what is available in your town, whether it be churches, ministries, government agencies, neighborhood places, who knows what, okay? Stay up to date with that so you can help them out. Now, let's help our great residents. Another thing you can do is give them a holiday rent coupon. I've been doing this for decades, and the worst month for landlords to collect rent is January, isn't it? Because they shoot their wad in December. Well, when we send out our monthly billing statement for the rent for January, we include a holiday rent coupon. Make it for whatever you want. We do $10. And guess where your rent bill goes? It goes to the top of their A-pile to pay for January 1st, okay? And that January is our best month. We get more rent paid early for January than any other month. And as a last resort here, now this is totally up to you, and I'm not saying that you're a certified financial planner, anything like that, but how about offering personal finance 101 training? Okay, me and you are blessed. I mean, you're on this call right now. We are blessed with a wonderful brain, or you wouldn't be listening to me. I wouldn't be where I'm at if I wasn't blessed with a wonderful brain, okay? Yeah, we're different, and that's okay. But sometimes our tenants, our residents, our great residents even, if something gets out of kilter in their daily routine, they have a hard time functioning. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But how many folks do you know if they were to, say, lose their job or get their hours cut, or they get behind on their bills or something, they just play ostrich, they freeze up, they lock up. So this is up to you, and I feel good about this, but you can choose who you can maybe offer like personal finance 101 training, okay? And think of it this way, Dave Ramsey does it, okay? He talks about snowball debt reduction, so you can help them prioritize what bills to pay, and yeah, you're going to get involved with them a little bit, but it ought to be something that's going to make you feel good and you're going to be helping them at the same time. So just some interesting things to help us prepare for things with this super inflation that's already started. I don't see any end in sight. The things that I mentioned here, is that everything that you got to do to prepare properly? Heck no. It's not. But I want you to think, okay? I want you to go back and you chew on this and you can add some other things in there. And if you get any new ideas or something, just send them in to me. Just go to mikebutler.com and contact Mike and fill it in and let me know. I'll be glad to share that out with everybody else. And then, so we're talking about winter because that season is around the corner. It's already started. But think about this. In the summertime, we've got all these things we talked about here, but your local utility company, your power company, well, what they do is they will, and we've done this for years, you can reach out somewhere to your electric company and they'll come out and install governors on the air conditioner. So when it hits peak level of electricity on the grid, what it does is it'll shut off the air conditioner compressor for like 30 minutes and it does it automatically. In our town, they pay us to allow them to install these governors on the air conditioning units, okay? And then we get a check every year for it for several thousand dollars. It's pretty amazing. So I don't know what you call it in your town. I really don't know what they call it in my town, but my wife found out about all that stuff. So just contact the electric company and kind of give them, paraphrase what I just told you there. So with that, guys, I'm sorry I've gone a little bit longer on this one, but let's get ready, knuckle down. Let's help ourselves, help each other, and help our great residents through this. We can't stop this super inflation that's getting ready to pull a rug out from underneath us, I guess. So adios, see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.